There's a lot of attention paid to the poor people throughout Korbanos. We're told in one place that the nefesh of the Korban is the poor person. It's not the rich person, but it's the poor person's Korban. We're also told that if you have a bird offering, you're allowed to offer it and burn it up with the feathers, even though one might know that the smell of feathers burning is actually not a pleasant smell at all. Why would God allow that in the Mishkan? Why would God allow that in the Mikdash? Because God didn't want the poor person to have to be exposed as, look, that's your korban. It's this tiny little nothing scrawny bird. But if you see it with the feathers on, it takes up a little bit more space. And so the question then becomes, why is it that there's so much focus on the poor person in the Mikdash? Whose tefillos really carry the day in the Mikdash? And it seems like there's a comment from Rashi, I believe from a Medrash, that seems to say that the poor person's korban is the essence of the Mikdash. How exactly does that work? It covers up his embarrassment, it seems like, that he's sad that this is all he can give. But what about a poor person, a rich person, that also goes through the same process, who brings a korban that's like small? Isn't that also humbling for him? Doesn't that also reveal a little bit of embarrassment as well? So why is it that we associate the poor person with the Mikdash and the essence of the Mikdash, and the rich person that might have to lower himself to bring a lower standard korban not the same way? How are we to understand that? Rav Shalom Shwadron has a beautiful, beautiful analysis of it. He starts off in Sefer Tehillim. Tehillim has three tefillos: Tefillah Moshe, Tefillah LaDavid, and Tefillah LaAni. So what's the connection between all of them? So Tefillah Moshe is the tefillah of Moshe Rabbeinu, is a type of tefillah that is so awe-inspiring that a person looks and says, I can't. It's impossible. I can't do a tefillah like that. Rav Shalom Shwadron says that once he was spending the night by his Rebbe's house. His Rebbe was old and he was like staying there for the night to be his assistant. And when he woke up in the morning, he woke up, but he pretended to be sleeping because his Rebbe was saying brachos. And his Rebbe's brachos in the sukkah, on that sukkah, were awe-inspiring. Every single word with such clarity, such kavana. And when the Rebbe realized that Rav Shalom had been listening in, he just went inside his house and went back to his regular davening. There is something about a tefillah l'Moshe that is like nothing else. Tefillah David. Tefillah David is the tefillah of a king. It's the acknowledgement on a king's part that he's just a basar v'dam. That's a pretty big deal. And yet, what tefillah carries the day? It's tefillah l'ani kiatov. It's a tefillah of the poor person as he's wrapped up. Wrapped up in what? How could he be wrapped up? He doesn't have anything to be wrapped up. That is what a tefillah la'ani is. V'lefnei Hashem yishpoch sicho is the answer. Is he's cloaked in his pain. He's cloaked in his suffering. V'lefnei Hashem yishpoch sicho. And he pours out his heart. He pours out his tefillos before Hashem. Tefillah la'ani. You know what the difference between a poor person and a rich person is? Even a rich person that lowered his standard and had to bring a smaller korban. The difference is that the rich person could say, I was at the pinnacle. I could get back there. Mark Cuban once said that if he lost all of his billions, he probably couldn't become a billionaire again. Becoming a billionaire, he says, is luck. But he could definitely become a millionaire. I don't know how many people could say that. To become a millionaire, that's effort. That's not easy. But the rich man that lost his status says, I can get back there. I can understand that it's possible. Masha Enkein, the poor person. The poor person who has nothing, he cloaks himself in his nothingness. He's got nothing to cover him. He's the one that could truly pour out his heart in front of God. What does God say? The essence of the Mikdash is that person. It's a person that lefnei Hashem yishpoch sicho. He has nothing, nothing at all, but his reliance on God is what is able to envelop him, and it's what's able to carry his tefillos. Why is he the essence of the Mikdash? Because his tefillos are more powerful than Moshe Rabbeinu. And his tefillos are more powerful than David HaMelech. His tefillos are so, as they say in Yiddish, heartsick. So from the heart. You're not going to find anything at all that's comparable to it. And that is what the Mikdash needs to be. It needs to be a place that's Lifnei Hashem Yishboch Sicho, that is so enveloped in the reliance upon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Have a great, great day.